For a little more than a year, thousands of Alaskan residents have been taking advantage of an energy rebate program that reimburses homeowners for retrofitting their homes. The goal is to make houses more energy efficient, thereby lessening dependence on fossil fuels and lowering homeowners' heating costs. KFSK's Alex Hotz has a closer look at the program.
Is this Janet's house?
Yes, this is Janet's house.
I'm Eric. Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Did I come to the right door?
Energy raider Eric Grumberg has just arrived at the house of a Petersburg resident, Janet Holton. Grumberg is here to conduct an energy rating or an audit of the home's energy efficiency.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the whole house. I'll look at each window, each door, insulation levels, basement walls, and...
Grumberg begins the rating by looking at some large windows that Holton has in her upstairs living room.
There's no broken seals on them or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of. That one's broken.
Okay.
That crack.
From there, he makes his way into the basement to get the home's measurements and take a look at the heating system. The entire audit will take Grumberg about 3 hours to complete, and it will take him to every room in the house, even up into the attic.
Worse. No, but you know, the attic insulation standard is...
This inspection takes place before Grumberg can recommend any upgrades. After he's done, he'll plug his findings into a computer program that makes suggestions for improvements. Sherry Simmons is the corporate communications officer for Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, a quasi-independent corporation that finances and administers the program.
The report itself will tell them how much improvement different upgrades can make, and depending on what upgrades they do and how much more energy efficient the home is after the improvements are made, that determines how much of a rebate they would get when they're done with all of those improvements.
The Home Energy Rebate Program is open to any Alaskan resident and is not based on income level. The initial rating costs $325, but the state will reimburse homeowners for this service, even if they later decide not to proceed with improvements.
What we do, as soon as we get that initial rating, we set aside the money for those improvements so that that money is going to be there for that particular person.
So far, 10,678 Alaskans have had their homes audited by energy raters. Wisdom & Associates is a Kenai-based company that conducts ratings and trains raters. Steve Wisdom is the owner.
The average family that has participated in this program on the public side is receiving an average of $5,600 in rebate money for the upgrades on their homes.
Wisdom points out that since Alaska has some of the highest per capita energy costs in the nation, it makes a great deal of financial sense for homeowners to have an energy rating and do the recommended improvements. Recently, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin declined $28.6 million in federal stimulus funding. That funding could have gone towards weatherization and renewable energy projects. Palin said she would not accept the funds because the money tied local governments to stricter building codes. But legislative leaders disagreed. There were such strings attached, and they urged the governor to accept the money. Their view is shared by John Davies, the research director at the Cold Climate Housing Research Center.
I don't want to be in the business of criticizing what the governor did, but I do think that we could have made good use of that money, for sure.
The Fairbanks-based research center is a building industry nonprofit that monitors the energy rebate program. Davies says the public's enthusiasm for the program may have diminished somewhat since oil prices declined from their high last summer. But he's also quick to point out the toll that heating a home takes on a homeowner's wallet.
Buildings use something like 40% of all the total amount of energy that we use in the nation. And so if you could, which you can relatively easily, either retrofit or construct new buildings to use, say, half as much energy, and that's a very doable number, just not an unreasonable target at all. But if you could do that, if you could cut energy consumption in buildings, you know, public and private, down by 50%, well, you'd save 20% on our national energy bill. That's a big deal.
Davies estimates the program could last about 3 to 4 more years, but he says that could change drastically if oil prices spike or the recession worsens. In Petersburg, I'm Alex Hotz.